Let's talk to Mr. Dan Snyder here. Hopefully he's got a turn it around. Hopefully he's got a
quick second for us. Yeah, there we go.
It's just technology. There you go. That's the right way to put it on. Are you I saw you earlier and I said, how much sleep have you had, or are you worn out yet?
Well, I left here last night about 11 o'clock and I got back at 4:30, so
yeah.
You know,
how much sleep do you need? It's beautiful out here. Thanks for having us out here.
Thank you.
I asked Mr. Stevens too earlier. I said, if there are any WDs, I've got my clubs. They're very close.
There you go. Keep them.
Really?
Said the list was too long, though.
The list is too long.
These guys
I'm too far down the list.
There's who you want to talk to, Michael Kim.
This is, we are joined by Michael Kim. Dan, stay here. Don't go anywhere.
All right.
Michael, thanks so much for joining us.
No problem.
First of all, congratulations on the low amateur at the U.S. Open this year.
Yeah, thank you. It was a great experience, and, looking forward to playing some good golf here.
Talk about the first chance you've had, a chance to look at the Elotion Club. What are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I got to play here yesterday with a member out here, and the course is great. Coming into this event, I've asked a few people about it, and, all they've said are great things, and, this course is definitely one of the best courses I've played.
We've been asking, favorite views out there, because there's a lot of great views. I want to know on 18, I went out there and watched a couple groups come mm-hmm. through, and they're saying it is a good par 5, although it's a par 4.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hit that green in 2 right there?
No, I hit a poor drive to the right. It is a long
hole. Yeah,
yeah, it's a tricky green. So it's definitely going to play over par, and anytime you can get out with a par, it's
feels like a birdie, huh?
It does.
Dan, this week, for those that come out and watch the golf, they can walk the fairways with a Michael Kim, with a Bobby Wyatt, with a Corey Whitsitt.
I think that's one of the great things about this tournament. It's like the old days on the PGA Tour. Sure, they walk right down the fairway with them.
Do you like that?
Yeah. U.S. Open, obviously, you play with a lot of people watching you, and it's nice when you hear claps after hitting good shots or something like that. So, yeah, I like it.
Talk about your summer. I mean, has it been a whirlwind for you with the way you played at the Open and the notoriety you got from that,
right,
but everything else that's come with that?
Yeah, it's been kind of surreal. I've definitely met a lot more people that recognize me after that. And, the guys I play against every week, they congratulate you. And it's always nice to get congratulations from your peers.
Talk a little bit about this format, how it's a little different, mm-hmm. and then when you look at Mr. Stevens was talking about the Sweet 16, the players
right.
that made the Sweet 16,
mm-hmm.
how they went on to have success,
mm-hmm.
and what that would mean for you to, make the first couple cuts and be there.
Right. I've had trouble with the Western Am, the last few years for some reason, more so than other tournaments, but, the format is unique, and, especially the players that have won here at the Western Am have obviously done great things at the PGA Tour and so on. So, looking for a good week and see what happens.
Dan, you've worked with some PGA pros, Glenn Day before, Bryce Mulder before. Talk about what it takes and the type of talent people are going to see out here. I don't think they realize the type of talent that they're going to see, and you've seen it from the PGA level and now from the amateur level.
The difference between the guys that are here right now and the PGA Tour is minute. I mean, that they're ready. This guy showed that he was ready at the U.S. Open, and there's several of them. So they're looking at the stars of the future. We got one sitting right here. He's going to be one of these guys 15 years from now, where we're going to be saying, we were sitting talking to him in a tent at the Western. He's one of them.
I want his autograph. And Matt, you probably do too.
Yeah.
This is Matt Jones. He played football for the Razorbacks, broke all kinds of SEC records and rushing records. And he is known throughout this state as one of the best Razorbacks ever.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And now I want your autograph before you leave.
All right, no problem.
Yeah, and Dan, as far as being able to come out here and watch these players, just talk a little bit about, for people that are kind of on the fence, about how close we actually get to these players. Like you were saying, kind of the olden days where you get to walk down the fairway with them, pretty much brush shoulders with them.
You do. And, they pull a club out of the bag, you're going to know what they're hitting. You'll be close enough to see it. Well, they're hitting 7-iron. You can see it. So it's in the other thing that I like is these young men are very approachable. They're very friendly. They're not
down to
standoffish,
yeah.
And I think they appreciate the fact that there are people here watching. So you would really enjoy watching them play and being around them.
Talk about Cal Golf and the year you guys had. I know fell short of winning a national championship, mm-hmm. but still a pretty good year.
Yeah, great year. You know, in my opinion, I think we had the greatest year in college golf, but obviously I'm a little biased. We had 11 wins out of 14, and just top to bottom, we had three first teamers and two second team All Americans. I mean, it tells you how deep our team
awesome.
Were.
Yeah.
That's pretty
and,
good.
And that's really almost unheard of, I think.
And we talked a little bit about the Alabama players and mm-hmm. some of the other players. Right. Do you have any rivalries going, or do you kind of poke at them a little bit? Or
you know, there's definitely when we play college events, if we're in the same tournament, we know that's the team to beat. You know, we kind of have that rivalry. But off the golf course, we're all really good friends with each other. I've played with Justin, Bobby, Corey. All those guys I've played a lot of golf with, and grew up to be pretty good friends with them.
Michael, how has the Arkansas hospitality been since you've arrived?
Oh, it's been great. Southern hospitality, that's what everybody's saying. And, I'm staying with the Allies this week, and it's been great.
And, Dan, I know a lot of the members have opened up their homes, like Mr. Alley and some of the others, to welcome these kids in.
We're hosting over 100 of the players and caddies.
Wow. So, I need to know who's staying with Sam Carter. We need to know if he has a couple of them staying with him because he just got married, right? So I need to know if he's hosting some players or not.
You know, I don't know if we were that mad at anybody. I don't know.
What do you think it's going to take out here this week?
I don't know. This is a pretty new golf course, and I don't think there have any other than tournaments out here. So, it's definitely gonna be under par. It depends on if someone gets real hot with the putter or something like that. But I just don't know.
You've seen the course.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you try and attack it if you can?
It's kind of actually similar to Marion in that there are some definitely really hard holes. Like 18, like 9, but there are definitely birdie holes where if you hit a good tee shot. You're going to have wedges in. Some of the par fives are reachable. So, there are definitely holes that you can attack, especially if you put yourself in the right position. You can make some birdies out there.
And Marion without the wicker baskets.
Right. And I would say in your young career, how important is it to have you learn, to stay patient where, mm-hmm. like you said, 18, there's certain holes that, just tough to get a birdie.
Right.
But how have you learned so far to stay patient?
Right, in 72 holes and with the match play, you never know what can happen. You see on the PGA Tour guys that barely make the cut, and they make big moves in the weekend to get themselves, almost into position to win. I think Dustin Johnson barely last week just barely made the
cut. Like 63 third day or something, yeah.
Exactly. So, you just don't know what can happen if you get a hot putter. So, just try to keep grinding on some of the holes that are hard and try and get your birdies after.
Real quick, before we hit the break, do you think this is a good tune-up for the USAM?
Yeah. I haven't seen the USAM golf course, but, this golf course is great, and it's going to be a good test.
Good luck this week.
Yeah, thank you for stopping by, too.
Thanks a lot. Dan, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Thanks for having us out here.
Thanks, man.